joyful that you're here with me listening right now on this Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. I'm really thrilled to be working with the planet healers, to join with the energy healers on the planet, to join with those who bring light and give light and help others clear blocks. So I realize I'm not the only person who does this. I am joyful to be among the talented group of individuals willing to help others clear their blockages and clear their energy healing, clear their chakra blockages, and begin to operate from a higher place. So I just want to kind of chat a little bit about what happens as a result of clearing the energy, because you're like, what's the carrot? Like, what's in it for me? Right? So I'm getting just this huge download of information that's like pouring into my head right now. And it's like really excited information, so it's a little bit jumbled. So I'm going to spend a second here and breathe. So what I'm being shown is the Earth likes it when we are connected to source energy. I'm being shown that by staying calm when others behave strangely or in drama or in emotion, when others are freaked out, by staying calm, this actually gives them a quicker healing than if you respond and go into drama with them. Yeah, it's kind of counterintuitive, right? So when we clear energy, when we clear our chakras, when we clear entities who scream at us to do things, they don't always scream. Maybe I've had worse entities in my space than yours. So the entities find us when we're depressed and low. So when we're feeling like we can't go on, that's when actually there's a space for some of the beings without bodies to come and push you to feel even worse. Isn't that great? There's a like a, oh yeah, life really is bad. Oh, I'm so glad you finally get me. And it's okay to be around people who require help. The only thing is that if you give them your joy, you don't have any. And you know, my dad was kind of interesting, man. He was brilliant and stupid at the same time. So he was very brilliant, but he did a lot of drugs and abused his body a lot, even though he was also brilliant. And he used to say to me, if you give, a vampire comes up and wants your blood, and you go, oh, well, if I give you my blood, you know, I'll die. The vampire is like, huh, I really need your blood or I'm going to die. So you should really give me your blood right now. In fact, it's so important that you give me your blood. And do you give the blood to the vampire? Right? And they're very compelling. And maybe they're charming. Maybe they're beautiful. Maybe they offer you something you don't have. Right? But you want to really watch your life force and your blood. You want to watch yourself carefully of who you give your energy to and who you share your energy with. Because this is all a part of the whole. This is all a part of our presence on the earth. The energy clearing work that I've been working on right now is clearing myself of poverty consciousness, which I've been shown countless times dates back 6 generations to the Irish potato famine or something. And I've been shown a lifetime, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 different times when I've jumped in to heal myself. And it was a genetic connectivity. So there's spiritual past lives and genetic, it's not really past lives. It's like our genetic code, our DNA that got handed down from generations. And so my DNA has some really great poverty consciousness. Thank you for going through all of that past blessings. Minards and other relatives, Riccatellis from my Italian side. So what I was shown was that it's a bit like a golf ball of rubber bands. And so that when we begin to clear our energy, it's not going to be the quick fix we desired. So it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be something where it's a vigilant effort. It's kind of like if you want a really strong body, going to the gym one time is great. Like, it's perfect. Like, don't not go to the gym one time. However, going to the gym every day and spending even 10 minutes on your strength, or maybe you can do it in your house, this is going to change you much more dramatically. If you spend 365 days spending 10 minutes at perfecting something, you're going to get much better at it than if you do it once. So energy clearing for me is a life practice. It's a daily life practice. And that's what I got shown when I built this body of work, was it's a life force energy that can be generated way stronger if you spend 10 minutes a day. And it's kind of like housekeeping for your body, right? It's kind of like doing the housekeeping that your body requires and the decluttering, right? And letting go of the entities and letting go of the voices in your head that probably came from your parents or their parents and probably don't have much to do with you at this point. If I look at how old I am, which I don't know if I'll reveal it or not, that's a lot of years ago that those voices got stuck in my head. And the reality that they knew 60 years ago, oops, the reality that they knew a lot of decades ago that I got in my DNA when I was birthed, right? Those voices are almost for sure no longer true, because a few things have changed in the decades that I've been on the planet. I don't know about you. Even people who've been on the planet 30 years can look back 30 years ago and so many things were different, right? I mean, we didn't have cell phones when I was little. My kids were like, what? You didn't have cell phones? We didn't have computers when I was little. We had to write stories on paper, if you can imagine. Oh my goodness. Maybe that's why I still write in my journal a lot, because I write hand drawing on there. So here's just a note about energy clearing and what you can expect. The positives are that you will not react to others when they get into drama. You don't have to, because you're so clear. You're so clean that all their stuff is not going to find a place. Have you walked into a clean house before? You can't just leave your stuff everywhere. It feels really weird, right? I used to teach kindergarten years and years ago when I was going to college. That was my part-time job. And if your kindergarten room was perfectly clean and clear, the kids treated it really well. And if you had a really messy kindergarten room, the kids came in and they'd take their shoes and socks off and leave stuff everywhere and they'd mess stuff up and they wouldn't clean it. And they just kind of, you know, borrowed whatever was there. Whatever was there was how they were going to act. And they would be cued by their environment constantly on every single day. And I noticed this by teaching in different environments. One required a lot of cleaning, kept the floors mopped every day. I mean, I had to do some of that, but by keeping it clean, the children responded so well to that. It was amazing how their behavior changed when they got put in very clean environments. So when your environment of your own being is very clean, others can't really dump their stuff in there quite as easily. You know, it's fascinating, isn't it? Isn't that fascinating? I love this work. So all of this leads to a 4-week course that I built, and I'm so excited to share it with you. It begins on August 1st. It's August 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. We're going to be clearing chakras, clearing entities. We're going to be really doing some interesting, I don't know why the 8 to 10 minute thing works so well for me, but I'm going to be doing 8 to 10 minute deep dives within 1 hour of session. So we're going to chat for a bit, get into our issues for a bit, and then I'm going to be doing a really intense clearing for 8 to 10 minutes with a healing transmission. Then we're going to come out, we're going to relax for a minute, chat for a minute, then we're going to do it again so that you'll leave with four transmissions that you can use again and again from each session. So there'll be 4 weeks. We're going to clear the opening chakras, 1, 2, 3, the 4th, 5th, and 6th and 7th chakra. The crown chakra we're going to be clearing on the 8th of August, which August 8th is always a day when there's an opening into all the galaxies. It's an interesting day. I don't actually practice astrology per se, but August 8th is a magic day. So we'll be fully in alignment with the August 8th energy into the galaxies. We're going to use that to help ourselves clear. And then we're going to do the last week, we're going to clear some of the things that are the issues for the participants. So that could be poverty consciousness. This might mean delving deeply into back past situations, clearing our associations. One of my clients this week, she was associating wealth with being alone, and then she had associated being poor as good from parents in another lifetime, and that to please them, she had agreed with them that being poor was much better than being rich. And we worked on some of those beliefs that get stuck in us from times and times. I mean, who even knows where all the genesis of this stuff comes from that we get to clear. But as we clear it, everyone heals together, because as a people, we rise. So if you go to energyclearingforlife.com/products, I invite you to sign up for my course. It's 4 weeks, and you'll receive an amazing series of audio recordings that you can use after the course to keep healing and keep healing on your practices. And thank you again for listening. This podcast is called Energy Clearing for Life Force, and I am just so delighted that you are joining me on this journey.